Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio, and that's where you can find us. We're also on ESPNU now. You can download the podcast. You can play us on your smart speakers. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. You heard Michael Kay's call from the Yes Network of Aaron Judge's 60th home run. Guys, when you take away the scandalized steroid era in which there were hearings in Congress because there were so many cheaters breaking records, when you take that era away, he's only the third man to hit 60. Babe Ruth did it in 1927. Roger Maris did it in 1961. Aaron Judge has now done it in 2022. It is a very rare feat. And, guys, it's not just that he hit 60. And I'd love ESPN. Guys, we got to get on this research. This is what I want to know. Has anyone ever led the league, either American or national, in home runs, RBIs, batting average, runs, walks, total bases, on-base percentage, slugging, OPS plus, and WAR? Have they led in all 10 of those categories? Because if not, he'll be the first guy. Right now, at this moment, he'd be the first guy to do it. I mean, what a season this guy is having, guys. It's unbelievable.
You know, he certainly, you know, when you think about betting on yourself, and we always joke about the money that's out there and all the different things that was offered to players when they decide, you know what, never mind, I'm going to just do this. I personally didn't think that he would be hitting 316 and got 60 jacks already. Even not already, the season's almost over, but I didn't think that that would be the case no matter what history has shown, right? No matter how well he's played in the past, it's just a lot of pressure on top of. Now, this is individual pressure, not including the team pressure to get your team to where they need to be.
Yeah, it sparked a rally last night, Key. They were dead in the water late in the game. Sparked a rally. They came back and won.
It just makes absolutely no sense, but hats off to him. He certainly deserves it, no question about it. And I hope he gets $800 million, not just four.
You see, to me too, Max, it's not just betting on yourself, but it's how you bet on yourself. So Lamar Jackson has bet on himself this year, and he's done it in a very humble Lamar Jackson type of way, right? Like, he's that fierce fighting leader for the Baltimore Ravens. Like, he epitomizes who the Ravens are. Who epitomizes who the Yankees organization is? No other than Aaron Judge. And over the last several months, the way he's been handling, like, the refute of the contract offer that he got, and, you know, not saying anything negative about the organization, always deflecting it back to winning principles, reminds me so much of the way Derek Jeter has handled big moments. Even last night, the way it rallied this team to get a win after Giancarlo Stanton, you know, gets that, you know, knocks that homer, right? Like, answering after the game, he then goes, when the question is asked about, hey, getting 60, he's like, but do you know how good it felt to win that game? How good it felt to watch my teammate, you know, literally get a home run in that moment, and what that does for this team? It's about the team more than him, and that's why he's going to get paid a major, major bankload.
When you look at the single-season home run, Mark, Barry Bonds, you see very clear in his statistical record. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, best hitter in baseball for a long time, best player in baseball for a long time. Never would have gotten a whiff of that record without help. I mean, you could see at the age of 36, his home run to at-bat ratio doubles. It's not possible, right? Mark McGwire had a great rookie year, but was on the downward slide, like really steeply, when all of a sudden he leads the world in everything again. Sammy Sosa, come on, man, that's a joke. He was a good young player. He was trending down, and then all of a sudden he exploded, right? That's why these guys had to go to Congress and testify. So, but Key mentioned it earlier. Aaron Judge, when he was a rookie, 2017, so 5 years ago, he's a rookie. He has 123 runs right now, right? He led the league back then, 128. He has 60 home runs now, right? Led the league then, 52. He has 93 walks, leading the league now. Had 127, led the league then. He hit 284 that year. It's not like he can't hit for batting average, right? Taking the ball the other way. This is in line with what he has done in the past. It's just an outlier season in a contract year in his physical prime, the first time he's been healthy in a while.
How
right?
old is
he's
he? It makes sense. How 30, old is he? 30.
30 years dot. Old. But he's such a giant, right?
He's a giant. I mean,
he's 6'8", 300. Like, that don't even – like, he should be playing left tackle for somebody or defensive end or something like that. To be able to see his size – baseball players aren't typically this big. I mean, you get Dave Winfield. You might
he
have
wasn't like this. Yeah,
Dave Winfield was big, though.
But he was 6'6", 220.
Yeah,
the judge got 60 pounds on him.
Yeah, he wasn't as big, but you know what I'm saying? He's huge.
Yeah, he was a big
huge
guy.
Body. And you know, and then you get pitchers every now and then. You get the big unit. Other than that, guys aren't – he's massive.
So, yeah. So okay, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and ask the question. I'll be Debbie Downer here just to ask right?
Well,
no, just to ask it because I'm a fan of Aaron Judge. So 30 years old, probably having potentially the best season
ever.
If any
he win the
player
World Series,
ever.
The best season ever, yeah.
Like, when does he teeter out? Like, will he remain healthy next year? Will he remain healthy the year afterwards?
He does not have a good history of staying healthy.
So, like, how do you go about this negotiation? If you're saying it's in the threes,
here's
potentially
the problem,
the fours,
Jay.
Right?
Here's
like,
the problem.
Like, wait, that 37, 38 with his
Max.
History of injury? What do you
yeah. –
No, go ahead, Jay. Let Jay finish, and I'll get to you.
He's saying, like, what do you do about – well, here's the problem, Jay. They already agreed to 7 years. The whole question with Aaron Judge's history to me says maybe you don't want to go 7 years because he's broken down. He's a giant. You don't know how his body's going to respond. He's already 30. But once you agree to go 7 years,
precedent
now you're
set.
So, okay, that's the big thing. Now you're trying to keep the average annual value down? Come on, man. Like, to me, I would say right now I'd say, okay, Aaron Judge, would you take – 5 years, $300 million. We'll give you $60 million a year for the next 5 years, right? Like, let's go crazy on the average annual and keep the length short. They don't want it. They want to stretch it out. Okay, fine. But the average annual is going to be the highest in baseball. They have to get their minds around that right now. Best player in the game right now. Got to pay him the most. Key, what were you going to say?
I was going to ask you, what's his history of injuries? Because you say he's often injured. And I'm like, he missed some games 2 years ago. He was injured heavily. But, like, it hasn't been every single year where he's missed 30 games, 40 games a year. That's injured to me.
Right. It was his
missing 15 games a year. Okay, so what?
No, right. That was last year he missed 14 games. But,
yeah.
But then there was the pandemic year, right? But the 2 years after his rookie year, 112 games, so he missed 50. 102 games, he missed 60. So that's where it comes in. And then I guess
but that
key,
was,
you're
but
right.
But that was 4 years ago.
Right, and then the pandemic season also, he only played 28 games. So there were three years where he missed big chunks of the season, started getting healthy. Last year, got into most of the games, and that's why this year I thought he could have a big year. He's getting healthy. He's in a contract year. You know, he's getting rolled. By the way, you want to hear what the 60 home runs means to Aaron Judge?
Absolutely.
Here he is.
It's tough to say because you don't. Like I said, I don't think about it. I don't think about the numbers. And you know, when you talk about Ruth and Maris and Mantle and all these, you know, Yankees greats that, you know, did so many great things in this game. You know, you never imagine as a kid, you know, getting mentioned with them. But you know, it's an incredible honor. You know, and you know, something I don't take lightly at all. But. You know, we're not done. We still got a couple games left in this season, and you know, hopefully, a couple more wins come with them.
I'm telling you guys, that's why he's the heir to Derek Jeter. Like that answer right there. Like what? Like I'll give you an A-Rod, right? I think the way sometimes A-Rod handled personal success, you felt like it was about A-Rod a lot of the times. Like Randy Johnson, another one of these guys, right? Where you felt it was about Randy. Hearing Aaron Judge deal with success, just that pure deflection. Makes you want him. You're willing to do anything to keep that guy on your team.
A couple things.
Because it's about team, Max, not about him.
When Derek Jeter was toward, first of all, well, Derek Jeter had won 4 World Series and been in like 6 by the time he was Aaron Judge. Toward the end of his career, Derek Jeter was going to break the Yankees hits record. Now, no one has ever thought about the Yankees hits record, right, Key? Like, that's just a made-up thing so that they could sell tickets.
Rod Carew hit record, right?
Yeah, right. Like, you know, there's
Tony Gwynn.
There's the all-time hit record. There's 3,000 hits, but, like, the franchise? Okay, but they turned it into a thing to promote the game and everything and the Yankees and Derek Jeter. And Jeter didn't want to talk about it. He's not going to talk about it. His dad had to pull him aside and say, look, I know how you are, but the fans want to celebrate this with you. You can't just keep acting like it's nothing. It's something. It's an accomplishment. You need to stop and acknowledge this. And I remember Jeter in his next interview told that story. He said, look, my dad pulled me aside. And I know I've been telling you da-da-da-da, but he said, I need to take a minute right now and acknowledge it. So I'm going to do that, and then I want to move on. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Right? And it's also, as you know, Max, being a New York Yankee fan or just a New York gossip guy and stir the pot guy and all that. Page Six, yeah, you know how these things go. If he start talking about chasing the home run and for whatever reason they get bounced and don't make it as far as people think they should, what's the first thing people going to say? They're going to go back to all you care about is your individual money and chasing a record. Where's the success of the team? So the best thing from a safe standpoint, Jay, to answer your question, I answer it for you when you refer to him as the captain, is like a Jeter type in New York City, having played there. You want to kind of, you know, just chill. You don't want everybody all up in your mix. Mm-hmm. And you just want to say all the right things, because the moment that he steps out of line, you got the Max Kellermans of the world saying the things that they say. They have the pot stirring up.
I just looked it up, Key. It's funny you bring that up. He was in a home run contest in 2017 when he set the rookie home run record, hit 52, right? Uh-huh. So he was hitting 329, on base 448, slugging 691 in the first half. Yeah. After the home run contest, which he won, rest of the season, he hit 228, 390. His on base fell 50 points. His slugging fell 150 points.
Yeah,
so, like, you start thinking about home runs, you start playing into that, maybe it's not always so good. Keyshawn J. Willimax.
Yes, that is correct.
I'll say this one more time. If he continues to do what he's doing and leads the league in everything, not just the Triple Crown stats, but the seven other stats that matter for a 10 crown, that's the couple crown, and he wins World Series MVP. A lot of things have to still happen for that to happen. Sets the home run record, the whole thing. This is the greatest season in the history of baseball, if he can do all that. Still a long way to go. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
A loss for words? Not here. Fill in the blank.
And we are joined now by Tim Hasselbeck. There he is, ESPN NFL analyst, of course. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, guys.
You ready to play fill
Timothy.
In the blank? Here we go. The New York Giants are the blank best team in the NFC East, Tim Hasselbeck. Blank best team.
They're the fourth best team in the NFC East. I think there's some general excitement about, the two wins to start the season. I haven't played very good teams. And, look, I think they're exciting because they're relying on the running back a little bit more, and he's off to a good season, and the quarterback has been better than he has been in the past. But I still think they're the fourth best team in the division.
Boo!
Yeah, I think they're the third best team in the division. You got the Eagles, the Dallas Cowboys with Cooper Rush at the quarterback spot, and then the Giants. I'm not sold on the Washington Commanders right now because I'm waiting for Carson Wentz to eventually be Carson Wentz. I'm not sold on their defense nearly as I was 3 years ago when they won the division and snuck into the playoffs. And so I got them as a third. They're buying into Brian Daboll. I think they'll get better over time. Saquon Barkley will continue to get his touches. I got them as three.
Yeah, I think they're third. I can, you know, right now with the Cowboys, the way they're trending, getting Dak back, I'm third. I'm just not going to pick them last, Tim. I can't do it. I can't give Carson Wentz the benefit of the doubt there. I can't do it.
I'll say third, but let me see
Let's
see what happens in this game with the Cowboys. If the Giants win it, I'm going to say second. Like, the only reason I think the Cowboys are going to be live is Parsons. Micah Parsons, I think, is the best player in the NFL right now. So, so I got to give it to the Cowboys. But let me see the Giants and the Cowboys line up.
If they beat the Cowboys without Dak Prescott, you're making them second?
Yeah.
I would still say they're third.
I'll put them second if they beat the Cowboys. It'll be 3-0. All right.
Yeah, I'm with you, Max. They'll be 2-0.
It's a lot of uneasiness on these rankings. A lot of uneasiness.
The AFC, a little uneasy. The AFC will have to go through blank Tim Hasselbeck.
It's going through Buffalo. That's the best team probably in football right now, in my estimation. I mean, Josh Allen is playing like the best, player in football. And Look, they just do so many things well. They're good on defense. They're well coached. And then, you know, Josh Allen, pre and post snap, is playing probably about as well as you can play. And so, to me, I think it's Buffalo pretty easily right now, the way I see it. Now, listen, it's a long season, but as of right now, that's what it looks like for sure. Mm-hmm.
You are totally wrong, Tim Hasselbeck. It goes through the Miami Dolphins back to the Buffalo Bills. Once they fly down and take care of the Miami Dolphins, Tim, it goes back to Buffalo, but it actually goes to the Buffalo Bills. You're 100% right. They're the best team in football as of right now. After week two, got you there, Jay. You was all hype.
I got hype for a second.
I told you, Key Tua.
Tim, I'm on a Tua train. Nobody else is, but that's fine, damn it. I agree that Buffalo is the best team in football, but it still goes through Kansas City. It's Arrowhead to me. Until it goes another direction, I'm always going to say it's Arrowhead because it's been that way for the past 4 years.
Yeah, I'm with Jay, actually. I know what you mean, Tim. Eyeball test, the Buffalo Bills are playing, like, as I was talking to Key earlier, like, greatest show on turf. They lost the Super Bowl to the Patriots, but like the undefeated Patriots, they're playing like one of those kind of teams. But until I see otherwise, Patrick Mahomes stays hosting the AFC Championship game. By the way, he's 2-0 with much better wins than Buffalo in terms of the opponents he's played. He's got Kyler Murray's pelt on his wall. He's got Justin Herbert's pelt on his wall. 8 touchdowns, no interceptions. I cannot say any team other than the Chiefs until proven otherwise. Blank is an early dark horse MVP candidate. Who is it, Tim?
Jalen Hurts. And the reason I say that is this. Think about this guy. He's got 28 rush attempts already this season. Just for perspective, that's more than Ezekiel Elliott. That's more than Austin Eckler. Like, he's running the football. It's something that he undoubtedly does extremely well, and that's a great equalizer for the quarterback position if you can stay healthy and you can kind of remain, a legitimate passer. You know, not a great passer, but a legitimate passer while continuing to do that. And so with the talent around him, look, I think it's a long shot, but I think there's a chance. I also think this, as you look at other guys, winning your own division, I think, is a necessary requirement. And while I don't think they're the best team in their division, look, I think that division's open. There's a chance that Philadelphia could win it.
I think it's Jalen Hurts because when you look at some of the things that Tim said, I do think he can stay healthy because he's built to run the football. He has a lower – but dude squats over 600 pounds, man. His lower body is insane. So taking the Bose, did you see how he backed in to get that touchdown after that long run? It's just – and then in terms of his throwing – this is, you know, it's one of those things that and Tim brought it up about the throwing. I don't understand where his throwing issues come from with people because clearly the other night he was about 80%+ of completions and he had about another 2 or 3 that should have been completed, whether the receivers stopped running their route or whatever the case is. He's only showing me continuous progress at the position. I certainly have him as a dark horse as the MVP for sure.
Dark horse for the MVP. As of right now, not saying it's going to be this way in 3 weeks. I'm going with Tua. I mean, 469 yards, 6 TDs against the Ravens. I mean, Tim, he only leads the league in passing yards. I mean, yards and scores at completion rate 71%.
He's a dark horse.
I'm not saying he's going to be
even
that guy. He
Tim
just has
laughed.
To be in the conversation. Keep
you can't get Tim to laugh. You got Tim to laugh.
He gave me a chuckle, damn it.
Tua, by the way, Jalen Hurts, as I said, seeing the middle of the field too now. He missed a wide open A.J. Brown. Just didn't see him in the middle of the field week one, but wasn't missing. He was seeing everything in the middle of the field week two. He's showing progress. The dark horse to me is Micah Parsons. Parsons, who I believe is the best player in the league right now. You know, no one's won the MVP since Lawrence Taylor. Well, Dak Prescott's not playing. If the Cowboys tread water, it's going to be because of Parsons. It was because of Parsons last week, right? 10 of the 15 pressures, 2 sacks. And if you say it's overstating it to say he's the best I've seen since Lawrence Taylor or has a chance to be, ooh, tell me another linebacker who's reminded you more of LT since LT than Micah Parsons. And LT was the last guy to win MVP, who was a defensive player. I think Parsons could do it given the circumstances right now. Okay.
Tim, did you really poo-poo my Tua pick? Did you just don't know?
I mean, listen, I understand. You had a lot of qualifiers in it, though. You're like, it's early. You know, I'm not saying he's going to win it. Yeah, there's a lot of qualifiers.
The quarterback who gives the Steelers the best chance to win, Tim Hasselbeck, is blank.
Either guy. I don't think there's much of a difference between either guy right now. That's why I would have started Kenny Pickett to start the year. Look, Kenny Pickett, I've been beating this drum for a while now. He was older than every quarterback drafted the year prior to him being drafted. That was drafted in the first round. He had nearly 50 starts in college. Like, he was ready to come in and play as much as any quarterback is really ever ready to come in and play in the National Football League. And so, like, to me, the lack of explosive plays in Pittsburgh just, you know, I think is kind of an acknowledgement that really playing Mitch Trubisky right now doesn't make sense. The future is Kenny Pickett. I would have played him to start the year. I think he gives them just as good a chance to win as Mitch Trubisky does right now.
I kind of follow up, Tim, with that. Either one, right? I mean, to me, Tim, this is a Mac Jones kind of repeat situation with these quarterbacks that New England went through for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's like, you're not going to push the ball down the field. You're going to dink and dunk. You're going to hope that your defense plays well and run the football. If you want to start it early, start it early. If not, you want to keep playing Trubisky, I'm okay with that too.
Yeah, I mean, I echo what both these guys said. I mean, at the end of the day, when I look at the Steelers, I don't go to their quarterback and Pickett or Trubisky. I go to Tomlin. Tomlin is the deciding factor on why they win 8 to 9 games.
Therefore, I'm going to say Trubisky because Tomlin is up close and looking at this very closely, and he is the type of coach who's thinking about winning the next game. So if he's thinking about winning the next game, Tim Key, and he's thinking Trubisky, then I'm going to defer to his judgment because he's so competitive. He, even if it's just marginal, he's not going to give that up if he thinks the other guy gives him even a slightly better chance to win. Blank is the best New York Jets receiver of all time, Tim Hasselbeck. Mike Greenberg says it's Garrett Wilson, and it's not even close.
Well, listen, I did a lot of research on this. I think if you're going to be considered the best Jets receiver of all time, you need to have at least 4,200 yards with the team. Right. That you need to have at least caught 32 touchdowns with that team. And I think you've got to be like a big play threat, so at least have like a touchdown of at least 70 yards. Mm. So I, you know, on my research there, you know, the Altoon had over 4,200 yards, had 6,600. Lavernius Coles had 37 touchdowns. You know, Wayne Krabet, you know, Key, former teammate, excellent. You know, like he had a touchdown of 70 yards, wow. Key, you know, like, so I'm just saying, like, you know, I think of all those things, those benchmarks, Jay Will, I hope you're picking up where I'm going with this. And so listen, like guys that had all those benchmarks, like Don Maynard, Wesley Walker, you know, there was a guy that played there that was really close to those benchmarks that I'm not going with. He had zero fumbles in his career, so I almost went with him. I got to go Wesley Walker now. You know?
Wesley Walker.
Yeah, that's probably about right. That's a really good pick. I'm going to go with Keyshawn Johnson, who played there 4 years, two-time Pro Bowler under Bill Parcells. He lit it up, helped take the team to the AFC Championship game, brash young man out of Southern California, extremely talented. They used him in many great ways to help that team get to the next level. Eventually, they traded him for 2 number one overall picks. He leaves the New York Jets, goes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He becomes one of the catalysts to help them on the offensive side win a Super Bowl. I think for the short period of time that he was with the New York Jets, best receiver in a 4-year stretch in the history of that football franchise. I like that kid.
You know, wait a second.
Wayne Krabet was a nice little player.
I messed up on my research. You know what I mean? Like, I was so close. When I saw 0 career fumbles, I was like, I think I'm going to go with Key. And then I saw the 1 rushing touchdown there. I missed that. I missed the 1 rushing touchdown. I'm changing my mind.
Well, that was one rushing touchdown.
That 1 rushing touchdown. I'm in now.
That was the 1 rushing touchdown, I believe, for that kid in the regular season. His playoff numbers aren't up there. He had rushing touchdowns in the playoffs as well. If my mind serves me right, in a playoff victory against the Jacksonville Jaguars, where not only, get this, Tim, I was at the game, right? The guy catches a touchdown. He runs a reverse. He gets an interception, causes a fumble, and recovers it all in 1 game. Unbelievable.
Wayne Krabet, Garrett Wilson, lots of good choices in Jets history.
I'm just trying to figure out how Krabet had a 70-yard play and you only had a 65-yard play.
Damn, like, Key.
What happened there?
Get my game up.
Thank you, Tim. I mean, Garrett Wilson has played two games. The human suplex machine, Taz, joins us to talk the Mets and Josh Allen.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Because I'm Taz, the human suplex machine, brother. Beat me if you can. Survive if I let you.
Sid Hawk! Sid Hawk! Sid Hawk!
I love his look. I love his Edward Scissorhands haircut. I love everything about this guy. Hookamania's running wild, baby!
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. You download the app. If it's not already on your phone, click More on the lower right-hand corner. Scroll down to Live Radio. You can find us there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And there he is, Taz. Taz, you and I, they put us together on the radio once years ago. And I had a good time, man, but it's been years since I've seen you.
Yeah, Max, great to see you again, man. Great to see all your success. It's been a long time, for sure. We had a lot of fun. And, yeah, I remember those days, man. And you definitely have flourished in your
Likewise.
Career.
Look at you.
To you.
AEW yeah, color analyst, you, American radio personality, suplex king. Hey. Yeah, go ahead, Dad.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's been wild, and it's cool that you guys played Action Bronson right there, and that's my son is wrestling, I'm sure you guys know, for AEW now, so which is wild as a parent, you know. My 23-year-old is taking off, and I'm blessed. I'm obviously a proud dad. And he'll be competing tonight at Grand Slam. You know, Judge hit a Grand Slam last night for the Yankees. I'm a huge Met fan, so Lindor hits a granny, Grand Salami for the Mets. And we got Grand Slam tonight at Arthur Ashe in Queens. This massive show for AEW. I'm doing my radio plug guy thing.
You know, yeah, by the way, that's like three. If there was one more, it'd be a Grand Slam of Grand Slams. All right. When you see what I mean?
See, Max, you just got me. Good job. Well, yeah, you got me.
when our producers saw this tackle, Taz, on Travis Kelce by Derwin James in last Thursday's Chiefs Chargers game, they immediately told us to ask you about it. What would you call this? What's this move? All right. Right here.
Yeah. It's well, I'm sure Keyshawn's had that happen to him. But he's tough, so he got up and shook it off, I'm sure. But that's a double leg takedown. Like in our world, that's a double leg right there. You know, that's a straight double leg takedown. I hate to minimize it. It's a high school takedown, collegiate takedown, or in Greco or freestyle wrestling, in pro wrestling, that is a double leg takedown, which is a basic, simplistic takedown, but well done. And great job there by that D-back to take down big Kelce like that.
All right, Taz, I know you were talking before about Francisco Lindor. Let's talk about the Mets, man. How confident are you heading into the postseason? Let's go there. How confident are you?
Listen, as a lifelong Mets fan, you're never confident. We don't use that word, bro. Yeah, so we just keep our fingers crossed, say a prayer or whatever you believe in religiously, and just pray to the heavens that we keep rolling. So I'm semi-quasi-confident. Our pitching's back strong. We're hitting the ball. I mean, defensively, the squad looks great. And Showalter, Buck has just done a great job keeping these guys in a hustle, man. They just hustle. They grind. They're scrappers. They battle back. I can't give you the stats how many games they battle back from losing from behind early in the game, and then later in the innings, as the game evolves, they surpass their opponents. So the Braves are nasty, though. You know, and we're going to battle the Braves here again soon before the regular season wraps up. And they've been on our tail the whole year, as you guys know. And I work with, at AEW, a lot of Braves fans and Yankee fans. So I get tortured regularly.
Taz, I know you are a Mets fan, right? You love the Mets and whatnot. That's the city. But then all of a sudden, rather than the Jets or the Giants, you went all the way to Buffalo to fall in love with the Buffalo Canada. Bills. All the way to Canada.
See, I went to Canada.
Oh, when they go over to Canada, yeah, to play. And now you find yourself with a quarterback in Josh Allen doing some of the things that he's been able to do. Is he the best player in the National Football League right now?
I think he is. I think it'd be a toss-up between him and Mahomes. I mean, there's similarities between the two, but and Allen's an amazing athlete. I think Mahomes might be a little bit of a better athlete. His dad, as you know, his dad, former Met. But, Key, just so you know, years ago, like, I didn't grow up a Bills fan because growing up in the city, I grew up a Met. I'm sorry, I grew up a Jet fan. And when you were playing for the Jets, I was a Jet fan. Well, Max and I were doing some radio back in the day, I was a Jet fan then, as Max remembers. I transitioned, not when the Bills started winning, I transitioned to the Bills, just not to bore you with this part here, but like maybe, let's say, 7 years ago, something like that, when the Jets left Hofstra. You know, when you guys used to train at Hofstra, right? I grew up in Brooklyn, lived in Queens, and now, once I got married years ago, live on Long Island here. So I would take my son when he was little to Hofstra to watch you guys train.
Yeah, alma mater.
And once,
yeah.
You know, that's there you go. Yeah. And once the Jets left completely and went everything to Jersey, I was done. And then I just said, you know what, I'm going to go with the only real New York team, and I went with the Bills. But in long form, I think it's a toss-up between Mahomes and Allen, to answer your question, Key, who the best player in the NFL is. But as you know, it's so hard to even say that. It's because there's so many amazing athletes in the NFL.
That's wild. You're like a real New Yorker, though. The team leaves and goes to New Jersey training camp, and the Giants are already over there. He's like, yeah, forget it. They're in New York. I'm going to them in New York.
That's it, bro.
So you guys are at Arthur Ashe Stadium tonight for the second time, Taz. What's it like having an event at that venue?
It's massive. It's a stadium, as you guys know. It's a massive event for us and for our fan base and for wrestling fans worldwide, for combat sport fans. You know, we pull in a lot of different fans, not just hardcore wrestling fans, casual fans, and like I said, MMA fans, you know, combat sports fans, because we're more of an athletic-based pro wrestling, you know, so our guys really go out there and go hard. Mm-hmm. And exemplify a lot of athleticism. But to go to Arthur Ashe tonight, live, you can watch it on TBS, Dynamite, 8 p.m. Eastern. And then we're shooting a show called Rampage, which is our Friday broadcast that airs on TNT with a two-hour special, all from Arthur Ashe Stadium. So it's a massive event for us. It was a huge success last year. And there's still some tickets available for Arthur Ashe tonight, such a big venue. Big stadium, but we're close to sold out. So we are all internally in the company really fired up about tonight's massive show in Queens.
Taz, if that's the case, if you guys are almost sold out, well, our two producers are coming to the show tonight. I mean, James and Pat, they're coming to the show tonight. You know, what do they have to do to get some backstage passes? I'm just asking for a friend. Any chance? No.
Well.
Anything?
It's going to be rough, bro. The short answer is it's not happening. It's not happening.
You are a true New Yorker, Taz. You shut it down real quick.
Short answer is it's not happening.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
Sorry. James, Pat, I tried.
Taz, a good time on the radio.
Thanks for trying
to tell you. Taz, congratulations on your success. Good luck. AEW Grand Slam at Arthur Ashe Stadium is tonight's hot ticket. Good luck tonight, Taz. Hot ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Talk about how much you
appreciate it. You having me on.
Yes.
Appreciate
how great we are and all that stuff, right? Right? We say how great you are. You say how great we are. We know how to do this. Look, you earn rewards with every purchase with Vivid Seats. Vivid Seat Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happens live. He's good on the radio, that Taz, isn't he? I had a good time doing radio with him.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So we just had Taz on the show, and they're having a big event tonight over at Arthur Ashe Stadium. And Pat and James, our two producers, are big wrestling fans. And we're trying to see if we can get him to give us backstage passes for them. He shut that down. So kind of led me to think, Max Key, have you guys ever tried to sneak into an event before?
No.
Or show up. How about this? Show up to an event that you don't have tickets for.
Oh, well, this is a little trick.
Look at my face, Key.
No.
All of the above.
Yeah.
No, but I'll tell you this. A little trick my dad taught me. I forgot. It was like Empire Strikes Back. One of those block. Back in the day, they literally would have a line around the block, a blockbuster. And there are no tickets, right? So as everyone's walking out, you walk backward with the crowd in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All that. Movies, concerts. Man, we used to sneak in all sorts of stuff. I done snuck in the wrestling events in L.A. I done snuck in all that stuff. I might have WrestleMania. I'm sure I snuck into WrestleMania. I don't think we had tickets. I'm almost certain we snuck in. I used to sneak into stuff. How the hell you think I grew up around USC in South Central L.A.? Man, we used to sneak into the Coliseum. You know, I snuck into my first Prince concert.
Back in the day, not just in terms of all inflation and da-da-da. Back in the day, it was relatively cheaper, even in those days, tickets. It was cheaper.
Max, that $5 that I might have had.
I hear you.
That was my Happy Meal money for dinner. I don't have time, right, Max? I don't have time to give you that money to go watch no damn Run DMC and no concert. I'm going to sneak in.
You ever sneak in?
Oh, yeah, sneaking in. All of the above, Jay.
Yeah.
You name it, I snuck in. Then.
As an adult, though, you ever go up and just show the face?
Come on, man.
I know, Key. He's smiling. He's waiting for somebody.
My face is like my passport, my life, my proof. Yeah. Face, passport,
One time, they was trying to usher everybody off the sidelines at a USC game at the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude was like, you know how they want to flex their muscles. Your credential. I pointed to my face and said, this is my credential. Leave me alone.
Let me in.
I'm famous, damn it.
Sneaking in to backstage and stuff like that, all you got to do is act like you've been there. Pat and James, they got to act. First of all, if they dress a certain way, they going to let them in.
First of all, if they went in like they were roadies, they would – come on, man. They let them right in.
Yeah, if they look like that, they
James get in as a roadie in 5 seconds.
Yeah, I put the stage together. Watch
James
out. I got this handled.
James, say
you just
something.
You just stand over there, lean on the side.
They're not lying.
Separate each other. Don't stand together. One guy goes, the next guy go.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, act like you've been there.
Acting like you've been there works, whether you're famous or not. It's true.
And when you see the police officer, go up to him and talk to him.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet?
You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
As you can see on TV, you can hear more from Keyshawn Johnson today on NFL Live, 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Key.
Yo,
wait, what Key, you were on First Take 2 yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was laughing at you because you came up with your list yesterday and you didn't have the Chargers in your top seven, and we battled Mike Tannenbaum for that. And then I turn on First Take on the ride back home and I see you arguing with Stephen A. how the Chargers should be in his top five list.
Yeah, how'd that
and
happen, like, Key? Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
And you were selling it. I was like, hold on a second. We just talked about this. How does that happen?
You know why it happened that way?
Hmm.
Because Stephen A. was all over me about the Raiders.
Ooh.
And he was also all over me about the Minnesota Vikings a week ago on his top five list. He had Minnesota.
That's right.
Kept telling him, no, Minnesota didn't belong. And he's always needling me about the Raiders and Derek Carr. And so I had to let him know how to put them in. And also Baltimore, when they are a better football team than I don't know who he had. He had like the Dolphins at
five. Yeah, the Dolphins at
five. And Mina and myself was saying that the Chargers in Baltimore, if anything, should be at five because you got Tua and company because they're undefeated. And much like Jason Williams, the ex-basketball player from
which
Duke,
one?
Chicago
oh,
Bulls,
okay. Just make sure
is
us.
Has the
so annoying.
The Miami Dolphins all over the place based on a quarter of football against the Baltimore Ravens that blew the coverage. So that's kind of how we navigated and weaved it into that conversation.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to talk about something else right now, Key. You
me
know,
too.
The Jets. The Jets have apparently the best receiver in their history right now on the team.
Really good.
Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
And there's a dude on TV, one of these crazy guys on ESPN said that's by far, without a doubt, already the greatest receiver in Jets history. And another crazy guy on ESPN said they just need to throw him the damn ball.
Well, he said that, but there was a couple other words in there, too. You should use those. See if you can get away with it.
Keyshawn Johnson said on ESPN the Jets need to throw Garrett Wilson the damn ball. What are you talking about, Key?
Well, you just, you know, I was talking to a reporter, and, you know, every now and then they call me about the Jets or teams and players and stuff, and he wanted to do a little interview, and he talked about Garrett Wilson because they covered the Jets, and just talked about his ability, who he is, what can the Jets do to not waste his talent. And my whole thing is throw him the damn ball. Like, you drafted him so that he could help you succeed and win. You can't have guys that you draft at high positions that have the ability to help you win stand around like cardboard cutouts. You know what a cardboard cutout is, Max?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy that's just standing there in the middle of the lobby, he can't move. Just a little. That's not the game. You got to get him the football. Don't misuse him. Utilize him the right way. Because if you don't, you're gonna ruin his career, and you're going to get fired. Because he's a person and type of talent that's going to help you get an extension and keep your job, and you're going to win a lot of games. And so that was my whole thing is don't misuse him and allow him to disappear outside of what you do. Devontae Adams gets the football. Michael Thomas gets the football.
They sure throw Tyreek Hill the football.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill gets the football. Stephon Diggs gets the football. I can go on and on and on about guys that get the football. And that's what I was speaking to.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to argue.
That happens every now and then. Yeah. I drop the mic.
It happens. I mean, he's tied for seventh right now in targets in the entire league. So, I mean, it's about maintaining that kind of aggressiveness towards his direction.
Yeah, you got to get him to rock, man. Yeah. Guys that you draft, there's a reason you draft a guy high. You don't draft him high because he looks good. You know, when you draft a guy because he looks good, that's when you get fired because he can't play. Mm-hmm. You're drafting a guy high because he can play. You know, and that's what I was speaking to.
Yeah, if you draft a guy because he looks good, I'd been the number one overall pick. I could barely get it out.
You said what?
Number one overall pick is what
number
I said.
Number one overall pick.
I stepped on my own line.
What position would you play, Max?
Kicker.
I don't know, the good-looking guy.
They don't take kickers first overall.
Damn! No, I'd be the cardboard cutout. What are you talking about? I'm built for it. Garrett Wilson has 22 targets this season. That's tied for ninth in the NFL. Is Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, is that the best quarterback pass catcher duo in the NFL?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.